and welcome to Conversations from Studio B. I'm Carla Schneider with the Center for International Studies at Ohio University. Today's discussion will be focused on how Ohio University's Center for African Studies is making use of technology to enhance teaching, particularly relating to African language instruction. With me today is Steve Howard, Director of the Center for African Studies and the Institute for the African Child. Also joining us are Ishmael Ilmati, African Studies Associate Director for Technology, and Peter Githinji, Associate Professor of Linguistics and Coordinator of African Languages. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
African Studies has been a federally funded national research center for more than a decade and currently has currently has 47 affiliated faculty members in 32 departments and programs on campus. The theme for the current funding cycle is Uploading Africa, with an emphasis on applying technology to education and outreach. Steve, what made you decide to guide the center in this direction?
I was at a a conference, a small workshop, really, in northern Nigeria a few years ago, and we were talking about technology and trying to familiarize a group of faculty members from that particular university setting with new technologies that were available. And it was interesting. One of the participants at the meeting burst out at one point. We'd been talking about how, you know, if you need this, if you want that information, you can download this, you can download that program, you can download this information, you can download this file, and all of the sources for these downloads were in the West, in Europe, in North America, and so forth. And this guy started pounding his hand on the table. He said, you know, it's time that we here in Africa started uploading what we do rather than just always downloading everything. And I like the allusion, because there was some sort of power element involved that we should reverse this trend, that there's so much information in Africa. There's so many creative things going on, so many interesting programs and policies and events that we all should know about around the world. And so we started talking about how do we upload what we do here at Ohio University vis-a-vis Africa. And out of that idea was born our kind of new emphasis on technology.
I understand that a significant part of this has been the establishment of a new position in African Studies, the Associate Director for Technology, which Ishmael was hired into earlier this year. Ishmael, what type of things do you plan to be doing in your new position?
There are actually the main objective of the position is to integrate the African Studies program with technology. And that may take forms in different activities. The most important one, which we have already started, is to improve our web presence. And that is of creating or developing the website that would reflect not only the image of the program, but also to be as a resource for research and teaching and learning. So the website is started to take that shape. Other activities that I am started or going to do also include working with faculty member and help them to use technology in their teaching activities. Working also with students in creating electronic portfolios in supporting their need for technologies. Activities included digital archiving that we are thinking to do for our conferences, events, and everything that the program do. Another important activity that related to the language, the African language, is to work with the instructors in the African languages to build multimedia modules that would help student to learn the language. There are many things, you know, that technology is always evolving, and we are trying to catch up. We will do our best to do that.
Steve, what are some of the things that, that faculty here at OU are already doing online in terms of maybe online courses or things like that?
Some use the course environment that the university has established, various versions of something called Blackboard, which allow the instructor to interact with the students in, I think the term is asynchronous sort of fashion, meaning that you're not just face-to-face in the classroom, but that the students can do assignments, can have discussions at any time. And I've used this environment myself and have found the student discussions are extremely stimulating because rather than like in class where students might not take enough time to think about their response, if they're actually sitting in front of their computer and writing out something to discuss with their colleagues, they'll be more thoughtful about it and go on for pages and pages with various responses. So that's one major thing. Another, many faculty have their own web pages where they have photographs and other materials from various field trips, research that they're doing, articles that they've written that people can download and study. Those are some of the things that we've seen used by the faculty recently.
I also heard about the online MA program with the University of Winneba in Ghana. What's that program about?
That's exciting. That's an initiative of the College of Education, and particularly the Instructional Technology faculty in education, who are trying to develop